Yivamis, Perikud Gimel Mishneches. Misha Yinosu L'shtei Yisoymis Ketanis. Reuven married not one Yisoymim Midin Chachomim. He used the Takonas Chachomim, married two Yisoymis, not sisters, from two families. Vomez, he died. Now, both of them are Neuflim, Neuflois, to his brother, but clearly only Midirabonat. They're both only married to the Mace. Midrabanan, so the Zika and the Yibum could also only be Midrabanan. So Memela, since they're equal and both are Dirabanan, so it plays itself out like a regular Yibum v'chalitza. Biyoso, oi chalitzoso, shalachas mehem poteres soroso. The same way if they were married, they're right, so one would pat to the other one is Yotza l'shuk, the same thing over here. V'shtein cheshes, if they're both married Midrabanan, al tchareshes. K'tano v'chareshes, here we have a chiddush. L'choy, they're both the Rabbonim. He's married to two young women, mid the Rabbonim. One is a Chareshes, one is a Ketano. Ein bias achas mehen poiteres soroso. We don't see the two of them as equal. So Chiddush, l'choy, both of them are the Rabbonim. The Gemara explains that each one has a Maila. Ketana has a Maila that living with her will eventually be a marriage deraisa. L'kishetagdal, even though you'll need then a bil l'shem kedushin. And there'll have to be a separate hiskachus. But b'cholzois, the etzim relationship is a relationship that can be deraisa, should be deraisa eventually. Chareshes, be'etzim, she is a woman that should have a relationship. The problem is she can't be mekabel kinyan. She can't be makna herself. She's a chareshes. So merely each one has its ad maila. Therefore, we don't see either one, even though they're both derabanan, as being together with it. We don't see it as a zika shtei abmin where one part is the other. We see each one as existing as a egine issues without being shaykh to the other. And be asach mevetezer also. Pikachas v'chareshes. He has two wives. One of them is a regular wife. Deraisa l'chare. And the other one is a chareshes. Be asach pikachas v'chareshes achareshes. The marriage mit deraisa of Shimon, the brother, is Miyabim, the wife that's married to Reuven Deraisa, she certainly patters and is Mafkir Zika from the one that's married to Rabbonon. But obviously, Ein Bias HaChareshes Poiteres HaPikachas. Shimon now has a Pikachas and a Chareshes. If he marries the Chareshes, the Pikachas is still Zekuka mit Deraisa. There's nothing the Chareshes could do about that. G'doy lo k'tano. Bias Gedoyla, Poiteres Saktana, the same thing. The Gedoyla who's married Deraisa, Poiteres Saktana. Vein Bias Saktana, Poiteres Sakdoyla. The Bias Saktana, which is only Derabonon, does not pater the Zikim Deraisa of the Gedoyla. So most of these Dinim are Poshut. The Chiddush over here is just that Din in the middle that the two Derabonons of Ketana v'Chareshes we don't see as Shovim. Mishneh Tes. Here we have a new twist on the same Cheshbonis. Misha Yenosu L'shtei Yisoymis Ketanis. He's married to two Midrabanadika wed women. Yisoymis Ketanis. Vomes. Bo Yovam Ala Rishoyna. Reuven dies. The Yovam is Bo Ala Rishoyna. We learned in the previous Mishnah. Now the other one is Enes Kuka. But here he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. What's the halacha? If Reuven dies, leaves over two wives. And Shimon is Miyabim Rochel, the first wife. What's the din of Leah? We pask in the Sugya Daf Yud Aleph, we pask in like a Rabbi Yochanan, that the Zika is Mafkir the Eshesach permanently, even after the Yovam takes Rochel, there's still a Havko on the Eshesach Klapi Leo. That being said, Madino, Bayesecher Ataboyna Ve'en Ataboyna Shtebatim. So the same thing should be true on a Durabonon level. Over here is Chor Bozal Shnir, that's illegal, he shouldn't be doing that. Oy shebo ochev al hashnia. The same way there's a din of bayis echad ata boina, is yovam echad is boina ve'ein shtei batim nivnim. So the same way if Reuven dies, Shimon is miyabim. That's mafkir the zika from the other tzara. It's also mafkir the zika klapi the other brother. So here you have one of the two. Either chozer bo al hashnia, the second yisayim ketano, oy shebo ochev levi al hashnia on the second yisayim ketano. Loi pasul sarashayna. V'chein shtei chershois. Since we learned in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, that we don't see the marriage of the Yisoymi Ketana as a full derabbanan. We see it as missing something, lumas chareshes, and we see chareshes as missing something, lumas yisaymis ketana. So the same thing is true, legabe the two yisaymis ketanas, we don't see them as fully nicknames to the yavam, but lamaisa, there's no difference between the two of them. So Mela, when he's ba on the second one, or the achiv is ba on the second one, loy pasul sovishaynu. As much as the second, the bia of the second accomplishes in Hilchas Yibum, that's how much his Shimon, that means Levi, was ba on the other Yisem Ketanu, or he was ba on the other Yisem Ketanu, doesn't do more than what the bias Yisem Ketanu Rishayna did, what Shimon did accomplish with the first Ma'as Yibum. So Mel, it is what it is, and he stays married to her. Loi Pasal Sarishayna. The wording of Loi Pasal is interesting. It's meant Lafuka the Sefer. Let's read. V'chein Shtei Chereshos. Like we said, Chereshos also has that Shvachkeit in the bias HaChereshos. So Mel, it's not full, but Lamaisa Loi Pasal HaShniyah as Sarishayna. But Ketana V'Chereshos. Let's say you have these two which are not Shavu. We said that each one has a Shvachkeit. Bo Yovam ala Ketano, if Shimon is bo on the Ketano, v'choza bo ala Chereshes, then he's bo ala Chereshes. Oi, alternatively, Levi, shebo ochiv ala Chereshes, Levi is bo ala Chereshes. Loi posel as Ketano, because we see that already the first Yibum was hein legabi Shimon, hein legabi Levi, and hein legabi Rochel, hein legabi Levi. The first Yibum that was done on the Ketano, that's what stays. And the Chereshes can't undo that. So, well, there's no theory here of the Yibum being in both of them. It's the same thing as any Bio in a Tzora where you were ready Miyabim. It doesn't do anything. Here the Mishnah says something shver. Bo Yovam ala Chereshes. What happens if the order was reversed? First the Yovam was Bo ala Chereshes. V'chozo Bo ala Ketano. Oishu Bo Ochiv ala Ketano. The first Yovam Shimon was Baal HaChareshes, and then he was Baal HaKtano, or his brother was Baal on the Ketano. Posel HaChareshes. And here we have a problem. What's the difference between the Chareshes before the Ketano and the Ketano before the Chareshes? Manushak, if you look at each one as Derabonon, Klapi Al Derabonon. So then, whoever's first is the same thing as on a Deraisa level. The first Yuvoma, the Yibum is Chal on her, the Yibum is not Chal on the second one. That's it. Done deal. So what's the difference in order here? Now, we pointed out, Mishnah Ches, that a Yuvoma Ketano and a Yuvoma Chareshes, even though they were both married to the Meis Derabonon, but the dynamics are a little bit different, and that's why one doesn't pat to the other. So the way the Gemara hammers out this Nakud, the Gemara is Mevair. The Gemara says a different Agdora in the semi Nisiabim state of a Ketana Lumas HaChareshes. Ketana, the Gemara says, since, like we said, she's going to be Roy Leishus Gomel Achazman, so the Gemara says, is really, how do we look at it in, when the Yovam marries, there's really, not even the Yovam really, when the original marriage was, we look at it as a Sofik. Kilu, it could very well be that every marriage derabbanan with a ketana is a takana derabbanan. She should be a kilu, she should be married, but she's really not married. We look at it that there's a relationship there, nobody else allowed to take her, but she's really only, the kinyan is really only the al-shem soifa, al-shem, when she's going to be a gdailan. That's why if she walks out, that's good for the rationale behind me. If she walks out before that, it's okay. So it never was. It was nizbatl. But kilu, the marriage is only al-shem ha'osid. So the way the Gemara defines it, sofik knuya, Sofik ene knuya. Chereshes, there's nothing going on later. Chereshes, we assume, is always going to be a chereshes. So the gedah advarim is, it's a partial kinyan. Knuya umishuyor, the Gemara says. There's a shiur in the kinyan, it's like kilu, she's only 50% nikness. So the dynamic is different. They're both derabonon, but the dynamic is different. Therefore, the Gemara is saying like this, the way the Gemara is masked by the Mishnah. If the Ketana was first, so we have Kiviyachu, we look at her as a Sofik. So when the Chereshes is married, when the Chereshes is Nisyabim afterwards, so what we say is like this, the Ketana was a Sofik, the Chereshes afterwards, either it's not nothing, because there was already a Yibum there on the Ketana, if we look at her as Knuya, if we look at her as Ena Knuya to the Yovam, then it's not a double, it's not a Shtei Batem Boniso, because the Yovam is not married to Ketana. More than that, the brother, the Meis, Reuven, wasn't married to her either. It's only a Sofik Knuya. So therefore, there's nothing wrong in Shimon being married to her. Levi could keep his chareshes. Shimon could stay married to the ketana, or even Shimon could be married to both of them. It really doesn't make a difference. Because they're not soros. Mamonavshach, if they were married, then the chareshes is not married. If the ketana was married, the chareshes is not married. If the ketana was not married, so then marry her now. What's the difference? They're not soros. So therefore, you could keep both of them. Mashen came the other way. If the chareshes came first, she's not a sofik. The chareshes is niknes, but it's a shvacher kinyan. It's a kinyan hamashuya. And Memela leaves over room still for a yibum. Memela, as soon as Shimon, the first yavam, takes the chareshes, I'm sorry, he takes the ketana afterwards, he's possibly creating a yibum relationship with her tzara. And Memela, it passels the chareshes because the kinyan will be chal in yavam ketana completely. And then the Charesh has a problem because he can't be married to two Yevomois. So then he has to get rid of it. He passed on himself the continuation of the marriage with the Chareshes. The Rav brings down that many Rishonim, Bereshim Rashi, hold also that the case of Ketana and after Chareshes is also Posal, is also Posal Ketana. But not because everything we just said till now is not true, but because maybe there's a gzeiro or two if the chareshes would be nisyabim first. That means the cheshem is avad the truth. There's a fundamental difference between a ketana and a chareshes, like we learned in Mishnah Ches. The geder is avad, like we just said, that one is meshuyer and one is a sofik. The sofik, l'chayra, doesn't create a problem for the meshuyer afterwards, but the meshuyer creates a problem when he takes the sofik. The shal is only whether we're going to one or to the other. That's the machlekes over here between the Rishonim.